Only T-Mobile gives you unlimited data with taxes and fees included, so you save hundreds a year. And get two lines for just $100 a month all in with AutoPay. And right now, harness the power of unlimited with a Samsung Galaxy S8. It's the fastest Galaxy ever, so it deserves the fastest and most advanced LTE network. Why wait? Switch today. Only at T-Mobile.
Top 3% of users greater than 30 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds. Price includes sales tax.
Hey, this is Angelina Love, and I'm Velvet Sky, and together we are the beautiful people. And you are listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports, 1340 AM, WHAP, Hopewell, VA. Hello!
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome, wrestling fans. Welcome, wrestling fans. Welcome back to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenwood Thomas. Also with me tonight is the wizard himself, Nephew Corey. We got a lot to talk about here in the world of professional wrestling. We got exploding rings. We got new number one contenders, kind of unlikely number one contenders, but yeah, we got a new number one contender as well. SmackDown Live, we got to talk about Monday Night Raw, absence of Roman Reigns, the Big Show, Braun Strowman destroying the ring of Monday Night Raw. Man, we got to talk about the women's division. How's that heating up on SmackDown with Charlotte Flair getting a win over Naomi? So we got a lot to talk about. Mick Foley and his hip operation, we know. So it's a lot to get to talk about in the world of professional wrestling. We got to talk about, man, even WrestleMania 34, and which is almost is a year away. But nonetheless, WWE, if you've been a WWE subscriber to the WWE Network from day one, you're being entered into the WWE contest, WrestleMania contest, where you have an opportunity to win tickets to WrestleMania 34, which will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Which would be New Orleans, Louisiana, on April 8th, 2018. That was cool when I opened my email up to see that. But it was all fine. It's all fine and dandy. But we're just happy to be a wrestling fan at this day, this time, in this age. I know everybody's going to want to talk about it, so we're going to get into it right now. WWE's past Monday Night on Monday Night Raw, we saw the main event with the Big Show taking on Braun Strowman. Very heavy-hitting, hard-hitting match here between Braun Strowman and the Big Show. Saw a lot of things go back and forth. See these two young men work – well, not young men. See these two big men work in the ring was a sight to see, and how WWE is building Braun Strowman to be one of the mega stars in the WWE. They've been building this band right since last year around this time when he got drafted to – Monday Night Raw, and since he's been on his own, we saw Braun Strowman go through the jobbers, James Ellsworth, and any other jobber, insert name here, for the through local talent. And he's been moving up. Then he went to the mid-carders. Then he find himself now in a program, whether you hate him or like him, he's not a good guy, he's not the bad guy, he is the guy. Roman Reigns saw him in a program with Roman Reigns, and Braun Strowman will be able to hold his own, and he's looking good. And still looking like a monster in the WWE. We saw this Monday night that when he took on the Big Show, a lot of major spots there. Saw the athleticism of Braun Strowman with a kick up there for a big man with very athletic skills there. And but we saw the exploding ring yet again. And I say again with the Big Show. Been a lot of feedback on this here. Whether it was a good thing to see again, not a good thing to see. They were setting it up for a while. I'm going to bring the Wizard in here on this. Wizard, we've seen the exploding ring several times, especially in WWE, three times, and all of them has been with the Big Show. You know, most people say after 7 years you can see it again, and it's new. Do you like the exploding ring angle that the Big Show and Braun Strowman put on this past Monday Night Raw?
I mean, sure, it served its purpose. It got people talking. I mean, you know, what has it been? About 3-4 years since we saw it last? So, yeah, I mean, hey, they don't forget, really, but it's still nice to see. It still gets a pop no matter what when you're there live. So, I mean, sure, why not? It's fine.
I get the pop live. I get there. I get the magnitude of these two big behemoths in the ring, and they're going back and forth, and one drop suplexes the other one into the ring, and you see it collapse. You see it collapse, and I guess from the being devil's advocate, because to me, I think it was always cool when it happens. But being a devil's advocate on this side, how many times can you do that and still get the same reaction, get the same pop? And how many times can you do it?
Probably the last time with Big Show.
I can almost guarantee you it's about probably the last time with the Big Show. That
right now,
Big Show is
right now. Braun Strowman. Remember, Glenn. Right now, Braun Strowman's the biggest person on the roster right now, other than Big Show. After that, you barely have any 300-pounders on the roster. Barely. Let alone somebody Big Show size. So this isn't going to happen too often. I mean, you know, I get for the sake of argument, like, oh, seen it so many times. But honestly, how many times are you really going to see it again? Unless it's somebody else who's as big as Braun Strowman picking him up and dropping him. That's really it.
And you bring a valid point there. I mean, let's give the Big Show his farewell tour as it is. And it was a good match. Both men came out looking strong at the end of this match. And it was, to me, I think it was like a 15-minute match, close to a 15-minute match, to close out Monday Night Raw. Big Show and Braun Strowman. Strowman showed that he could go about 15 minutes, and we know Show can go a long time. So you had these two big guys to close out this match. Thought it was a great match on the show and in the show and in the card. And whether the Explosion Ring or not, it was good and leads to a new storyline. Well, continue to lead with a storyline with Braun Strowman being dominant, as we found out on this past Monday night, that Braun Strowman would take on Roman Reigns at Payback, which was made by none other than the general manager, Kurt Angle, on this past Monday night Raw. So Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns at Payback. I'll just run through some of the matches of this past Monday night Raw. Some had some significance. Samoa Joe easily defeats Chris Jericho. Gallows and Anderson defeated Enzo and Kaz, which they are slipping down the roster in the WWE Tag Team Division each and every week. TJ Perkins, the new TJ Perkins, beat Jack Gallagher. I like the new TJ Perkins, the heel persona TJ Perkins, because the nice video game guy was not going anywhere after he lost the Cruiserweight title to Neville. I like what they're doing there. Finn Balor.
Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick, sorry.
Yeah.
Love the Finn Balor. Finn Balor's back. Concussion protocol was over. Finn Balor is back in the WWE, back with Monday Night Raw. Easy work for Curt Hawkins. And I believe the match of the night, not Braun Strowman, but the Big Show, but Jeff Hardy taking on Cesaro, to me was a great match that these two guys, these two guys show their ability, show their talent. Cesaro showed why he is a, to me, A-plus player in the WWE. Show why he can wrestle. You can put Cesaro in the ring with anybody, and he can work. And when you talk about great workers, we don't mention good workers that are in the current product. No one really mentions his name. We talk about the Jacks. We talk about the Dolph Ziggler's. We talk about the AJ Styles. Fail to mention Cesaro, but I think Cesaro is up there with the AJ Styles, up there with the Dolph Ziggler's as a guy who can work and can sell.
Yeah, but as long as he's not a household name in a set, he'll never get mentioned in those conversations. It's not his fault. It's not anybody's fault. I mean, it's just, that's just the way it is. I mean, that's the way the game works, as you know. Until he's in those high-profile type of storylines, and, you know, you can have all the A-plus matches you want. Unfortunately, if nobody's noticing, I mean, it sucks for him because he's that good. He really is that good. But without those high-profile title matches and title feuds, which it ain't his fault he ain't in them, but without those, he's only going to go but so far with Spike. People don't mention him in those you know, top workers conversations, which he should be, but that's the way it is, unfortunately.
It is. Definitely it is. Yo, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come out, we're going to talk about the new number one contenders in the WWE, and there are a couple of surprises who's number one contender for certain titles in the world of WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, this is Christy Hemme, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio starring The Firm on Fox Sports 1340 AM, WHAP, Hopewell, Virginia.
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
HEMCO, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. HEMCO purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call HEMCO at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans. Welcome back to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Before we went to commercial break, we was talking about number one contenders in the WWE, and I left this off of my Raw recap for a reason. We have a new women's number one contender, and that is none other than Alexa Bliss. Is anybody really surprised? Is anybody really, really surprised that Alexa Bliss is the number one contender?
Here's why I'm surprised. Because, first of all, shout out to The Ohio State University and my Buckeyes. She is from Columbus, Ohio. And Raw was at Ohio State University this week. And she won. When does anybody ever win in their hometown, Gio? That's why it's surprising. You could almost completely write her off because they were in Columbus. And mind you, she was wearing the Ohio State colors, by the way. I don't even know if anybody noticed that, but she was.
I'm not surprised. I don't want to use the word surprise for me. I'm kind of, I don't want to use surprise. I'm not even overwhelmed.
Surprise. You could say, is anybody surprised? I'll put it this way. She would have been the odds-on favorite for sure had it been anywhere else other than Columbus. The only thing that kept sticking out in my mind, as much as I wanted her to win, I was like, they're in Columbus.
I was shocked she won.
even though in Columbus and all that, I was shocked. I thought, and maybe just me, I'm thinking it's Nia Jax time. When does Nia Jax get her time? When does she become the main contender? When
it's not missing, man. I love Nia, but I feel like they're feeling like something's missing because there's no way. There's got to be something. If they've waited this long, Kilo, something has to be up because you would think they would have been put the title on her by now if there wasn't something up. I don't know if it's the ring work or the mic work. I don't know what it is because I agree. I mean, you would think Nia's time is now, and she could be after Alexa. We don't know, but...
It could be because she beat Charlotte Queen last week. She was a monster at WrestleMania. She's been built up. Think about her and Braun Strowman start getting built up at the same time last year, around this time.
Hey, I think they gave Nia Charlotte just to keep Nia relevant because it was like, that's the other reason I feel like something may be wrong because it's like, what else do you do with Nia if you don't give her the Charlotte win? Nobody else needed the rub of writing off Charlotte from Raw than Nia Jax. Nia was the perfect person to benefit the most from that. Because, I mean, what do you do to make Bayley stronger by having her beat Charlotte again and again and write her off of TV?
True.
I mean, write her off from Raw? No. You don't give it to Sasha because Sasha's going to end up feuding with Bayley, so she doesn't need it. You give it to
Nia Jax. He's good at Nia Jax. He's good. I think maybe we see, I don't think we see a turn from Nia Jax where she becomes a face and takes on Alexa Bliss. I don't see Alexa Bliss beating Bayley. I think when you did the Sasha Banks and Bayley feud, to me, to add any validity to the feud or add some more legitimacy to it, you have to have it for the title. If it gets
I think Sasha calls her shot at Payback because Payback is in San Jose and Bayley's on town.
Yeah. Hey, that's why you're the wizard. I can see them one causing the other one to lose the title, but I just see it. You know, San Jose, Payback, I can see it happening. I wish Alexa Bliss, for her in this short of time, and I'm you're the wizard, I'm going to ask you again, in this short of time for her to be SmackDown champion and didn't have Raw Women's Championship within a year, what does that say about the company and how they feel about Alexa Bliss? Because there have been a lot of things on the internet about Alexa Bliss. She doesn't work. She can't do this. They need to let her go. I think she's the biggest heel in the company, female-wise.
Here's the thing. You know what? Right now, my personal favorites, women-wise, are Charlotte, and in a very, very slither of a close second is Alexa Bliss, and then Bayley. I love Alexa. I think Alexa has proven from when she was in NXT to now that she was going to be a significant player in the women's division. She's still not Charlotte yet. Alexa may draw more heat than Charlotte right now, but overall, the best heel women's-wise is Charlotte, and it's still by a pretty substantial margin. It's still Charlotte, period.
Yeah, I think it's Alexa Bliss.
Alexa,
I think Charlotte gets some cheers.
Okay, I give you that.
Gets too many cheers. Flair's name. I mean, great things. He got rid of her dad, got rid of Dana Brooke. She's coming into her own. Charlotte is our own player. Not coming into her own, but I think just Alexa Bliss makes you want to hate her when she gets on the mic with her talking, her sarcasm, her facial expressions, the way she goes, she makes you want to hate her. And that's what I look at for a heel. She's doing some.
Yeah, no, she's doing that. And I think you may be moving into this, but let's stay on the women because we've got another women's number one contender, too. Stay on the women because I got a point to make.
Yeah, we had Charlotte who beat Naomi in a non-title match on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now they'll face each other this upcoming SmackDown
for the women's title on SmackDown Live next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Here's my prediction.
Will Charlotte win that quickly?
Here's my prediction. I think we're seeing the slow burn of a Charlotte face turn. And the reason why I say that is, one, Nikki Bella's gone, and two, the way Natty and Tamina and Carmella kind of, you know, formed this little mini alliance, kind of ganged up in Charlotte's face. That was one. Two, Charlotte got a clean win over Naomi. Here's the
clean
thing. Charlotte was so much of a heel. What'd you say?
It was really clean.
Yeah, that's what
almost,
I'm saying.
Well, I'll let you finish your point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is that you don't have Charlotte. You don't have Charlotte get as good as she is. If she's still the heel, you don't have her get a clean W over the women's champion like that. Even if Naomi ends up beating her, I think this is the slow burn to turn Charlotte face. Just my opinion. Because what other faces other than Naomi and Becky Lynch? Is Becky Lynch the other face?
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, I think they're turning Charlotte face.
And it made Naomi to me look bad. I say this, she put up a valid
effort. Go ahead, I'll counter argue it. Go ahead.
She put up a valid effort to get pinned clean from Charlotte. It's not a disrespectful thing, but it's like, you're a women's champion. Put up a bigger fight. Put up a better fight. Let's see you get it done. You know, even though it was a non-title match, and we know that Naomi, in my opinion, will win next Tuesday, whether it's interference from the other ladies that you named earlier. I think Naomi, but still make Naomi look strong. And I don't think it made her look strong on this past Tuesday night.
I take the difference. It doesn't hurt her. It doesn't hurt her at all. Charlotte, bro. It's Charlotte. Like, this ain't, you know, no disrespect, but it ain't Naomi losing to Carmella. You know what I'm saying? It's Charlotte, bro.
Right.
Naomi ain't losing no sleep on that. Trust me. She's good.
But it just makes her look – it makes the SmackDown women's title, in my opinion, look bad. Raw is more superior – the Raw woman is more superior than the SmackDown
women. No, not Raw women. It's Charlotte.
Well,
she's Charlotte Flair. She's just dominated the last year over it on Raw. She's good.
Good.
It's going to just make Naomi's win look that much sweeter next week. It's going to make it look like, okay, when Naomi may have, you know, stumbled, but when the chips are down and everything's on the line, she showed up. That's what's going to make it worth it next week. But for right now, she lost to Charlotte. It's all about progression, and she got to have something to build toward. You can't just have her, and she put up a great effort. She just got to do a little more. Like, we can't say, you know, Naomi ain't, you know, put up no effort. She's the women's champion, she is, but Charlotte is one of a kind. And that was the entire point of the match. Man, Charlotte really.
I give you that. I want to move on to this one. This is the one that had me scratching my head. On Monday Night Raw,
okay.
I couldn't wait for the show. I mean, on SmackDown, I couldn't wait till tonight to talk to the Wizard and to find out your thoughts on the fact that Jinder Mahal gets a world title shot on Backlash versus Randy Orton. Out of those men that was in that six-pack challenge, Dolph Ziggler, Mojo Rawley, Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, and Sami Zayn, out of all six of those gentlemen, Jinder Mahal gets the singles match win to take on Randy Orton? Explain that to me, bro. I don't get it.
Well, one, for sure, they're making new faces. They're giving us fresh storylines. here's my gripe with a lot of people, not necessarily you. It's like people have complained for so long because AT&T is the only people ever in the title match. We finally have somebody new. First argument is, oh, this guy was just losing. And that, think about it this way. There was a reason Jinder Mahal was positioned in breaking up with Rusev, first of all, then breaking him off of him. Then, even though he was losing, he still was getting somewhat quality matches. He's in the finals of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He gets a feature spot with Rob Gronkowski, making Jinder Mahal further a household name because you're going to be like, oh, this is the guy messing with Gronk. They do it again, and he has another confrontation with Gronk, more exposure. WWE recently had a big business venture with India within the last week or 2 weeks or so. Huge things happening over there now, that huge business venture over there. Jinder Mahal is the number one contender. And how do they further it? They put the Bollywood boys with him. Nothing says strong heel than a stable of lackeys or a stable of helpers to help him cheat the win. I love it. I'm on board with it. Jinder's got the look. He works really well. Fans him, you know, kind of stiffing Finn Balor, which a lot of people didn't like, and I get that. But they already had plans for him. And, you know, as weak as the correlation may be, these could be some of the similar plans that they could have had for Muhammad Hassan before he left. So I'm on board with everything that they're doing right now with Jinder Mahal, because if you're going to give something a chance, make something new, why not make a fresh new guy? I'm on board with it.
Don't disagree with any of your points. My thing was, the point I disagree with, Jinder Mahal, we just saw the guy. And with the Gronkowski, well, I guess it is disagreeing with one of your points. With Gronkowski, to me, I think it is a favor to him by not winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. We can throw you a Randy Orton. Bray Wyatt is leaving to go to Monday Night Raw. We throw you here. Sami Zayn may not be ready yet. We don't want to do that. We already did the Luke Harper thing, Eric Rowan thing. I just, and my mind was like, okay, maybe it's Mojo Riley time. Maybe it's Dolph Ziggler time. Not saying those guys won't, but I understand with the Bollywood boys, which I think is a great move as well, because watching the Bollywood boys and NXT, I guess they didn't see it on there, the dark match they had at the NXT TakeOver in Orlando. I'm like, these guys got it. I like these guys. I'm glad they moved them up onto the main roster. You know, that's privilege of being at the NXT TakeOver and seeing these guys wrestle earlier. See it live, and they got it. Even though they lost, you know what I'm saying, they put on a great performance. And there's nothing wrong with a stable of guys from India, you know, to combat everything. I just don't know if you want this to be your – and nothing against Jinder Mahal. Do you want that to be your main event? What storyline, how you build this storyline until Backlash when it takes place in Illinois on the 21st, you know, in May? How do you build this?
We got to watch. That's the thing. We got to watch. Patience is a virtue. Here's the other thing that I noticed. One, I was noticing, I was like, man, they keep really mentioning the winner of this is facing Randy Orton. The winner of this is facing Randy Orton. I'm like, he's still got a title match coming up. Then I noticed they're not advertising Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt for Payback anymore. They're not even advertising it. So I don't know if that match is off. I don't know if that match is off now or what. But like I said, you kept mentioning, yeah, Randy Orton will face the winner of the six-pack challenge. Randy Orton will face the number one contender. I'm like, they know he got a match coming up. But sure enough, that's what I noticed, is that now it's not even being advertised.
Interesting fact there. Might have pulled it. Hey, we see how it moves there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, this week also been a lot of good things in WWE, but there's been also some sad things this week in the world of WWE and the WWE family. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hello, this is Carlito, and you're listening to WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm on Fox Sports 1340 AM.
K&L Barbecue at 1410 Maple Street, inside Cavalier Square, Hopewell, wants you to know they have great specials on the daily menu, such as hamburger steaks, grilled chicken, a lightly fried chicken sandwich, and of course, the best chicken and dumplings in the Tri-Cities. And don't forget about their world-famous barbecue and sauce. Dine in or carry out at K&L Barbecue. Call 458-4241. That's 458-4241 for K&L Barbecue.
Hello, my name is Andy Clark, and I'm an agent with Ligon Jones Insurance Services in downtown Hopewell. I'm here to tell you that at Ligon Jones Insurance, we're dedicated to serving you. You've heard all the gimmicks and sales pitches from 800 number and online companies, and we can offer all the same options, such as accident forgiveness, disappearing deductibles, 24-hour claim service, home and auto discounts, and much, much more. What we offer that they can't is local knowledge and experience, a broader selection of companies and coverages, and personal service. When you call, email, or stop by Ligon Jones Insurance, you will speak to Lucky, Sherry, or myself, and you will not have to press 1 for English or wait for the next available representative. We don't just sell insurance. We back it up with great customer service. At Ligon Jones Insurance Services, we have over 60 years' experience. We all live in the Tri-Cities area, and we support many different local charities. From hot dog carts to hotels, we can cover it all. So if you want better pricing, better coverage, and better service, all from a company that gives back to the community, call Ligon Jones Insurance at 458-8522 or go to www.ligonjones.com.
HEMCO, a family-owned business which operates as a full-service buyer, processor, and seller. HEMCO purchases, collects, processes, then remits any and all salvageable materials such as copper, brass, aluminum, stainless steel, and much more for the recycling industry. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company, located at 213 South 6th Avenue, Hopewell, Virginia. For services or questions, call HEMCO at 458-8514. Open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's HEMCO, Hopewell Iron and Metal Company.
This is referee Brian Hebner from TNA Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to Wrestling Marks of Excellence on Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome back, wrestling fans, to the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. If you missed part of this show or any other show, you can always subscribe to iTunes, Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, or Wrestling Marks of Excellence, so you will never, ever, and I mean ever, miss any other show again, so you will never miss any of our shows. Please check out some of our past archive shows where we had greats like Abdul Little Butcher, DDP, Teddy Long, the Hardy Boys, as well as Austin Aries, and many, many other of your WWE superstars. But this week has been a sad news. All things have not been great in the world of WWE land. WWE has lost another wrestler, a former wrestler, former WWE superstar, Matt Hanoi, as we call him, or as we know him as Rosie, passed away at the age of 47. Not really sure why he passed away, but we just do know he passed away at the age of 7. He was cousin of Roman Reigns and the Usos.
So, you know, with Roman's
just
brother.
Another.
He's Roman's brother.
Actually, Roman's brother. Sorry. Roman's brother's Usos' cousin. Early age, man. Not even 50. Lost another wrestler, you know?
Yeah.
And this generation may not, some generation may not remember him as Rosie or part of 3 Minute Warning or with the Hurricane. Their gimmick, winning tag team titles with the Hurricane, which I thought was cool. It was Rosie, Gregory Helms, and Molly Holly, the superheroes of the WWE.
Yeah, Molly was already gimmick. Not with them by then. Molly had already been Molly Holly, the regular wrestler, by then.
Yeah, like she was gone. But it's good, you know, WWE paid homage to Rosie. Prayers goes out to the Noy family, and they asked to have their privacy, which, you know, it is a time like this. Losing a brother, losing a friend, losing a father, you know, because he had children, it's hard for
their family as well as the WWE family to have someone lost like this. So, you know, prayers go out to the Inouye family. Something else I want to bring up on a lighter note is that WWE program or WWE, I mentioned earlier, if I'm glad I'm been a subscriber of the WWE Network for a long time. I don't know about you, but I was entering into the WWE contest for WrestleMania 34, and I've been a subscriber since day one. Since day one, so hopefully I get a lot of entries. Be able to get a free ticket to Monday Night Raw. But if you don't have the WWE Network, please get it and do so. WWE is doing good things with their network as well. Simon Gotch did an interview over the week, saying he and the WWE parted ways, which was a mutual agreement that he was tired of being a character and he wants to be on the indie scene and have an opportunity to show his skills and not be part of be a character, you know, when people say that, aren't you a character, whether you're on the indies or in the WWE anyway, aren't you really kind of portraying somebody else? I'm just saying.
But I kind of get where he's coming from. I think he just wants to actually wrestle. So, hey, go on. And you know, if it was mutual with WWE, who knows? He may really make a splash on the indies, give it a couple of years, and he comes back. Never know.
You never say never. We find that out with Drew Gallows. Drew Galloway, who is back with the company now, with people that he left. Some people thought he would never come back to the company. But look at him. He's back with the company. You never say never in the world of WWE. And on a final note, there's been the trailer released for China's documentary, When a Dream. China's documentary is out. I think that would be a great hit to see the documentary China filmed before her death. I think she should go into the Hall of Fame this year, this upcoming year. Don't know if WWE is going to do it or not, but I think China should be the woman inductee for WrestleMania 34 weekend in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. Do you think time has gone by that it's okay to put China into the Hall of Fame now?
There's always that argument will never be satisfied until she goes in. At this point, they can put her in whenever. It's always going to be that if they waited too long at this point. She's already dead now. I mean, not to sound crap. She's already dead now to where every year it's going to always do the same thing. They waited too long. At this point, they can really take their time now. As weird as it may sound, they can.
Yeah, they can. You know, and the last thing was that if right now your grade on Kurt Angle being general manager, what grade would you give him?
Well, he's only had the job for, what, 2-3 weeks? He's made no mistakes. He hasn't been meddlesome in anything. It's been pretty cakewalk. Give him a B+. And it's a certain angle. I mean, you know, it's coasting along. I think he's doing well.
Doing well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Also, last news, the Dash Wilder from the WWE reports have it that he may be out for 8 weeks due to the fact that his jaw was broken and will be wired shut. So the Revival, Dash Wilder, according to reports, will be out for 8 weeks. How far back did that set the Revival and the programs that WWE had for them?
Not really. Thank goodness they made an impact, and then it's never a good time for an injury, but this may have been a good time considering, you know, they weren't at least they weren't champions or something right now, and it happened. They left an impact, and now they can come back stronger than ever again. So I think they're okay.
Hey, once again, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here on the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Like I said earlier, if you missed this show or this part of this show or any other show, check us out on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button so you never miss a show again. I'm Glenn Thomas. He's the Wizard, and Wizard, take us home.
And if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Talk to you next week.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Only T-Mobile gives you unlimited data with taxes and fees included, so you save hundreds a year. And get two lines for just $100 a month all in with AutoPay. And right now, harness the power of unlimited with a Samsung Galaxy S8. It's the fastest Galaxy ever, so it deserves the fastest and most advanced LTE network. Why wait? Switch today. Only at T-Mobile.
Top 3% of users greater than 30 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds. Price includes sales tax.